Hey, y'all. Welcome to What's Cooking with Paula Deen this week. And I'll tell you what's cooking. I've had so many answers, so many questions flooding in asking for answers. So I'm trying my first call. Lewis is first on top. And I hope Lewis will answer. If he doesn't, I'm going to try to answer his question anyway. So come on, Mr. Lewis.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Okay, he
please record your message.
He when pronounces his name Louie.
Or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Louie, it's Paula Deen, and I was calling you to answer the question that you had up for me. What is the most flavorful dish that you prepare for yourself as a special treat? Well, let me tell you something, Louie. I'm sorry I missed you. Let me tell you, Louie, my favorite dish that I will fix for me that I love so much, it would probably have to be oxtails or a standing rib roast. You tend to save standing rib roasts for very special occasions because they are pricey. And oxtail, Michael and I had some for supper last night that the lady and sons had prepared, and they were so good. And I love cooking them myself, but I've got to have an afternoon to do it. And so often, I don't have several hours to dedicate to a meal. So that's what I do for myself. I appreciate your calling in. And I'm sorry I missed you, dear, but maybe next time. All right, Gina has the next question up. And she says, Paula, what happened to the little dogs you used to be seen with? I only see larger ones with you now. That's right, Gina. All of my little dogs were around the same age, and they all passed and went to doggy heaven about the same time. And after Otis passed away, Michael and I made an agreement that we were going to wait because we were both so hurt from losing our little dogs, basically, you know, one right behind the other. So we said, okay, we're going to wait. We'll wait like maybe 6 months to a year before we think about it. Well, honey, I lasted 9 days. 9 days. And I told Michael, I said, I can't stand it. I got to have my pups around me. So we got the little Havanese, who looks much like the little dogs that I had lost. And then we added Gus, a big golden doodle. He has a lot of standard poodle in him. And then we got Max, the double doodle, which is a medium size. So we got small, medium, and large, and I just love them to death. You know, each dog that comes into my life, they leave me with different gifts. But thank you. I miss those other little dogs as well. Thank you, girl. So I think I'm going to take a quick little break and think about those little dogs that have gone on to doggy heaven, and I'll be back with the next question in just a minute. The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom-made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited-time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300. Hey, y'all, we're back, and I'm trying to call Lisa Pierce. She's just got her phone number with no question. So let's see if she'll answer this strange number.
After leaving a message, you can hang up or press pound for more options.
Hey, Lisa, it's Paula Deen, and I'm sorry I missed you, girl. Bye-bye. All right, the next one is from Dick. Let's see what Dick's got to say. What are the inspirations for your new ideas for recipes? Well, let's see what Dick's doing this morning. Let's see if he's taking his phone calls.
Hello?
Is this Dick?
Yes, it is.
Well, this is Paula Dean.
Hey, Paula, how are you?
I'm great, honey. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thank you very much for asking.
Good. I'm so happy you answered your phone, because quite often if people see a strange number coming through, they won't answer it.
Well, I always answer my phone. Thank you.
Well, good. And you know what? I'm so curious, I always answer mine, too. They say curiosity killed the cat. Well, I can't stand the anticipation of who might be trying to get in touch with me. Well, you had a question. You had a question for me, didn't you, Dick?
I did. What was the question?
Well, maybe you've got a new question. What are the inspirations for your new ideas for recipes?
There you go.
That was it.
Yes.
Well, I tell you what, there's a team, there's a village of us out there, you know, that work on new recipes. And you can get them from everywhere. I can get some by watching maybe a cooking show, which I don't do very often. But just watching the way some people have a way of doing things different from how I would do them. And we really get inspiration kind of off of each other. You know, because I've got my magazine team. I've got my Evine team. I've got my home team. So it's definitely takes a village, you know, to help raise the idiot, you might say. You've heard that expression before. So I've got...
Not exactly that way. Well, but I've heard variations of that.
Yes. Well, I've got so many wonderful people on our team that we all work together and share new ideas. Although, you know, I'm definitely one of those girls that I love sticking with what grandma taught me.
And what was that?
Well, how to cook really good Southern food. You know, she played a big role in my life, because she and my grandfather were in the restaurant and lodging business. So my earliest memories are standing by my grandmother in her commercial kitchen cooking for hundreds of people. So it was, I had an exposure to that at, you know, the age of three. So that's definitely my biggest inspiration is having cooked with my grandmother until she passed at 91 years old. So, do you like to cook?
You know, I love to cook. And I used to work, one of my first jobs, I worked for a woman down the street, and she had a cook. And so we would work in her fall garden and her vegetable garden, and then we go in for lunch. And Mrs. Morgan sat in the dining room, and I sat in the kitchen with Ivy Thompson.
Uh-huh.
And Ivy was from the South, and she made her own iced tea that was, you know, with mint and simple syrup and lemons, and it was unbelievable. And she made her own dressing. She made hot dogs taste great. And so I used to just watch her. And then I went to Cornell's Hotel School and worked in the restaurant business and hotels for a number of years. And so I've always enjoyed cooking. And I, on the side, I make homemade gourmet pizzas.
Oh!
And I've been doing this about 20 years for friends and family. And I do a caramelized onion, goat cheese, and sausage pizza.
Wow.
I do a bacon, lettuce, and tomato pizza, a filet mignon pizza, a smoked sausage pizza, a smoked salmon pizza.
And you make your own crust, Dick?
No, I get the crust from Publix. I've made my own crust, but it's not a thin Neapolitan pizza. It's a little bit thicker than that. But the ingredients are about two times the size, the width of the pizza. So it's,
I bet it's delicious.
People love it.
Now, what kind of vessel do you cook it in?
I cook it on a pizza stone.
Okay, so you have a pizza...
I can do it in the oven or the grill.
Oh, okay, so you don't like have a pizza oven.
I don't have a pizza oven, no, but I just have a pizza stone.
The stone.
And heat that, heat your stone.
My husband has a green egg, and yes. they say that those cook wonderful pizzas. Have you ever cooked a pizza on the green egg?
I've never cooked on a green egg. I have used a green egg a couple times. It just said it gets it so hot, and
right.
I like the temperature of the pizza stone to be around 400 degrees or so.
Okay.
Anything more because it's the it takes longer to cook these pizzas. They take 7 to 10 minutes to cook. So it can't be that hot, and I don't want the crust to get burned. Plus, I use cornmeal on the bottom of the pizza.
Right.
And that adds an extra crunchiness to it, and also it helps support the thick pizza.
Okay. Now, I have not, I've maybe cooked pizza two or three times in since I was 18 years old. I know I've probably done some on a show, but you do that so quickly, you don't retain much of what you're doing. But you just make your, you buy the frozen pizza crust.
I buy the fresh, I go to Publix and we'll have the fresh pizza crust, the dough actually, and I'll cut that into quarters. And then pound it out so it's sort of a oblong piece. And then I'll put my tomato sauce, the mozzarella cheese, and if I do the caramelized onions, I'll do a row of caramelized onions. And then next to that, the goat cheese and the sausage. And so I'll have two rows going, and then I'll cut it into lengthwise, and so I have squares. And so in every bite, you get the caramelized onion, you get the goat cheese, and get the sausage.
Wow. So you make yours in a rectangular shape.
In a rectangular. Okay. You know, it's unique, it's different. And then when you cut it, it's different.
Now where do you find the fresh pizza dough in Publix?
Just they typically have a pizza area. It's a refrigerator. They'll have the sauce, they'll have pepperonis or whatever, and they'll have the
so it is in a refrigerated section of Publix.
In Atlanta, have you ever been to the DeKalb Farmers Market?
No, I had. Well, I have, but it's been like 100 years.
Years ago, So I mean, most shops, I think Whole Foods carry the two. So most places, they carry the pizza dough.
Well, I'll have to check that out. Well, I have enjoyed chatting with you, Dick. I didn't mean to keep you so long.
No. It's a small world because I've just been in contact with Hoffman Media.
Yes.
And we are a content provider. We do commercials and video content for a lot of companies, and one of them we do is for Forbes magazine. And so we do branded content for them. And so I know with Hoffman Media, you guys have the branded content that you all are doing. So
yes.
In talking with John Adamson and Ray Reed. So
yes, well, Hoffman produces my magazine. Well, that would be wonderful, Dick. Well, thank you so much, dear, for sending in the question. And
thank you very much for calling.
And hopefully one day I'll get to meet you.
That'd be nice.
Okay, Dick.
Maybe we can cook together.
Yeah, we can make pizza.
There you go.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you, Dick. You too.
Thank you so much.
Oh, well, that was Dick. I didn't mean for us to have that. I didn't mean to keep him that long, y'all. But he was an interesting guy, and he was so willing to share with me how he makes his pizzas. So, since I talked to Dick so long, I think this little segment's going to have to be finished up here. But he was an interesting guy, and he was sharing with me lots of information on how to cook a good pizza, because pizza is definitely not part of my repertoire. So, there's always so much out there for me to learn as well, y'all. So I hope that y'all have enjoyed the questions and answers for today's little show. And we will do it again sometimes. Thank y'all so much. And I will see y'all soon. Love to y'all.
The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom-made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited-time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300.